This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Arena remains up for sale with no listed sale price. The arena's owner, Greg Pierce of Fox Valley Pro Basketball, did issue a statement to Wisconsin Public Radio about the sale. Quote, this upgrade will translate into a higher profile event schedule for the community and integrate the Oshkosh metropolitan area into the national entertainment scene, end quote. The Wisconsin Herd, the building's main tenant, has 2 years left on their arena lease with an option for 2 more years after that. The Oshkosh Common Council has voted to join the Oshkosh School District and Habitat for Humanity to bring housing units to the former Washington School. Habitat for Humanity will pay $75,000 for the building and school land. The city will use grant money to pay for asbestos removal. The plan is to convert classrooms into housing units and build homes valued at about $250,000 each on the school grounds. The Common Council also designated May as No-Mow May to help out bees and other pollinators. The council also approved GO Transit's master plan that includes more bus service and a rate hike. Page 2, the Oshkosh School District has a new bank. They're going with Nicolet Bank. They've also been named one of the top communities in the nation for music education. Oshkosh is one of 37 cities across the state to be honored. Well, it's that time of year again. The National Weather Service will conduct a mock tornado drill later today. The first test will be at 1:45 this afternoon, the second at 6:45 tonight. Again, it's only a test, but the Weather Service would like you to think about what you would do in an emergency. The EAA is donating $3,500 from its Runway 5K at last year's Air Venture to the Winnebago County Sheriff's Department's K-9 unit. Herbert and Gerbert celebrating $4 Sandwich Day today as part of their grand reopening. The chamber was there yesterday for a ribbon cutting. 11 people are facing charges after a drug bust this week by Oshkosh police. Police found cocaine and more in a Walnut Street home. The oldest person arrested was 74 years old. And a couple more days to celebrate Oshkosh Craft Brew Week. Plenty of time to enjoy a cold one and still win some prizes. Turning to sports, in case you missed it, the Packers will open the season on Friday, September 6th in Brazil. They'll take on the Philadelphia Eagles. That's a check on Newsworthy. I'm Bob Brunel. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.